Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure that the banks help. We fired our CEO, and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure. As always, to be able to spend some time with you, and especially when I get a chance to introduce you to the really smart members of our Brain Trust, which includes our good friend Brad Huskin. Brad is one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet. He's the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, also Munchies for Salespeople, and he's the president of IAS Training, and he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Brad, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's a real pleasure to be back with you again.
It's always a pleasure. I can see how it would be a great pleasure for you. And it's almost an honor for you, too, right, to be back?
It is an honor, as a matter of fact. I mean, I woke up this morning saying, I'm living the dream. I get to be on Jim's show.
Living la vida loca when you're on my show. That's exactly right.
Exactly. That's right.
Hey, Brad, one of the things that it seems to me is going to be one of the most challenging things for companies to do from this moment forward is hiring salespeople, not just to fill the slot, but to take care of 21st century customer expectations. Talk to us about how we.
Well, there's no question about it. It kind of amazes me how so many businesses today wait until the last minute to hire somebody when they lost somebody and they need a warm body to take space. So they do what I call desperation hiring, and they take the first warm body that shows up at the place. And you know, it seems like people hire people not knowing if they're any good. Then they never check, and then they don't do anything to help them get better.
Mm-hmm.
And they wonder why their business is not where it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time that I think we turn that around. And I think that all businesses, whether they're a growing business or they're one- or two-man, three-man operation, they need to always be looking for high-quality people that they can bring on board and add to the what they're offering to their customers.
How do they start? What gets them off? How do we get them off of this track that you just described, this desperation track? How do we derail them from that?
Well, I think that that's one way, is to have a recruiting effort going on all the time and eliminating the fear that people have. They think if they hire another person, that it's going to blow their expenses all out of proportion. And that's just simply not the case, because most salespeople are paid on some type of productivity-based pay, whether it be commission or not. And you bring in a high-quality people, they're going to raise the sales, which is going to lower the overall expense of having that person on board. So I think it's time where a lot of businesses can afford to hire another person or two, and then be looking toward that and not looking toward, well, what am I doing to cut down expenses?
Mm-hmm.
Let's raise sales, which will lower expenses.
So you think when we're talking about salespeople, we don't need to think of expense, we need to think of investment.
Exactly, and I think that most sales-driven businesses are doing about half of what they could be doing. And if they have the right people in the right positions, then they could maximize their potential. And if they implemented what I call my five benchmarks to productivity improvement, which we could talk about today, then I think I know that sales are going to go up, because I've seen it 1,000 times.
Well, do you think people do think about that when they hire a salesperson? They think, and I guess it's because they don't really know how to find. Maybe they don't have the skills to know how to acquire a true professional salesperson, somebody who can make a difference in the company. And so their thought is, okay, this is going to make me $100,000 a year. It's going to cost me $30,000.
Yeah, they're looking at it that way. And I think that a lot of people lack the knowledge on how to recruit. They lack the knowledge on how to interview. And then sales is one of the only industries I can think of where we don't test people for their aptitude, mm-hmm. for their ability. I mean, if you're good, I heard the last guy
even though you can, even though the capability is there to do this.
Exactly.
To test these people.
Yeah, I mean, all the resources are available to people. We're just not doing it. We're just hiring people, hoping they do a good job, and then we throw them out there in the marketplace and wonder why they're
as
not.
As if anybody
job.
Could be a professional salesperson, and everybody can't.
No, it's you can't be. Not everybody can be a professional salesperson.
Just like everybody can't be a brain surgeon.
Nope, everybody I'll can't never be fly an airplane.
Exactly. So what were those five things you were talking about? Give us.
I've got my five benchmarks for productivity improvement, I call them.
Can we talk about those when we come back?
Absolutely.
Let's do that.
I'll be here.
Going to take a quick break, folks. Dr. Brad Huskin is with us. Actually, he says he's not a PhD, but I'm going to call him that anyway. He and I will be right back after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.